We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios, high atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
The Golden State Warriors got back to the winning side of the bracket last night over the Los Angeles Lakers, sweeping them this season, and it really was a game that created a lot of anxiety pregame. What were the Warriors going to do? Who was going to be playing? Who was going to be starting? How was this really going to work out? Things weren't pointed towards victory. As a matter of fact, the Warriors, in a brief moment, were as much of a threat to lose a home game last night as they've been at any time in the Steve Kerr era, probably more given the fact that neither Steph, neither Klay, neither Draymond were able to go. It left the bench having to start. It left the bench depleted. It was a fun game. It was a really fun game to watch. Durant led the way. He had a game-high 26. Omri Caspi had one of his best games of the year.
Caspi outside the arc. Hand checked by Caruso. Dribble drive on him. Got bump layup. Good and a foul. Under control, Omri Caspi gets to the rim.
Tim Roy with the call. 15 points for Caspi last night. He was 7 of 8 from the field. That is a nice little clip there. That's good efficiency. Nick Young was evil Nick Young in the first quarter, in the first half. He didn't do anything to help the Warriors. He had 0 first half points. And normally if Nick is off to a bad game, it's going to be a bad game. There's not a lot of turning around quickly on a dime in the same game. Bad half, good half. We haven't really seen that from Nick Young at any point in time this year. Guess what? Great second half. He scored all 18 of his points in the second half. I knew that the Lakers were going to get him involved and get him excited.
They show double, bounce past the cutter. Caspi fumbled it, skipped it over to Nick Young. Fakes ball, takes the three. It's up and good. Nick Young with 18 in the second half.
He's just got to hit those corner threes. That's it. If you're telling me Nick Young doesn't do anything defensively for the Warriors, doesn't drive the lane once for the rest of the year, including the playoffs, but he's going to stick corner threes like daggers, I like the Warriors to win the championship.
Young changed his shoes at the half.
Oh, it must have been the shoes.
It had to be the shoes. He went
must have been the shoes.
A pair of Adidas to, I think, another pair of Adidas, but a different model.
There you go. There were 0 points in his first pair of shoes. There were 18 points in his second pair of shoes. Good choice. You might want to bring two pairs of shoes right to the bench with you.
From now on.
Bad first quarter, change it up before the second quarter starts. Why not? It'll be interesting to see what Steve Kerr does with his starting five while his big three is out and resting. One of the moves he made to the starting five was Zaza being back in the middle of it. And Zaza was, he had a podium game. He was talking to the media afterwards last night.
Tonight, it was a perfect example where there were a lot of guys out, most of the All-Stars, only KD played. And it was total team effort. I mean, if you look at the scores, I mean, there were so many double-digit numbers. We got 7. So everybody was involved, everybody contributed, everybody played their role and brought something on the table. And, you know, obviously we have guys who can play and who knows how to play this game right way. So we got the win.
Looney, Iguodala, Jordan Bell, Nick Young, Omri Caspi, Sean Livingston. Everyone went out and helped that one last night. By the way, in a weird turn of events, I don't know if you saw this video. As Jordan Bell was driving home last night, he saw a very tall, somewhat familiar-looking man walking to his hotel. The man was Bill Walton. Jordan Bell picked up Bill Walton last night and drove him to his hotel. Which, number one, like, good Samaritan. Nice help. way to go. Nick Young or Jordan Bell doesn't pick up a lot of assists. So it was nice that he assisted Bill to his hotel. I'll say this too. I guarantee you 50% of the rookies in the NBA don't even know who Bill Walton is. So way to go, Jordan Bell. Know your position, know your history. I like that an awful lot. We're very, very happy to know Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach, joins us once again here courtesy of Mancini's Sleep World, simply the best place to buy a mattress. And today's Steve Kerr show is brought to you by the Bay Club. Make this year the year of more at the Bay Club. More boxing, more pickup games, more laps in the pool. Visit bayclubmore.com for a three-day pass. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really nice home win after a couple of tough ones on the road. But this one, look, it was different. It felt different. It's a game that we really haven't seen your team have to play where they were up against it when the ball tipped off. It was great response. I was happy with the Warriors last night. I'm sure you were too.
I was, yeah. It was a good fight. It was, you know, we didn't play a perfect game by any means. We had a lot of mistakes. I think 22 turnovers, but I loved how connected our guys were and how much they fought and competed and just kind of figured it out, you know, as we went.
You know, it was fun to watch guys play with an awful lot of hunger. Something this season has lacked a couple of times where, you know, a game where guys had a sense of joy to it, a real excitement to play tonight. And I think that the opportunities that guys were getting last night really motivated them to come out and stay focused. That's how you survive 22 turnovers. And I think it was also pretty good that it wasn't the best game I've seen the Lakers play in the last month either.
Well, and don't forget, they were missing guys too. You know, they were missing Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma. And they've been playing really well, so even without some of their key guys. So, you know, we knew coming in we were going to have to compete and find a level to win the game, and we did. And, you know, sometimes when you have four or five guys out and the other guys get to step in and play, you get a renewed sense of energy. And I thought that's what happened last night. We had a lot of guys who were excited to be out there, and they knew they had to perform to make up for the loss of all of our other guys.
The only negative aspect of the win is every single time you hand Luke Walton a loss, LeVar Ball thinks he's right.
Well, whatever. I mean, all I know is, you know, that's a team that has responded from that early season stretch of 8 or 9 losses in a row, and they've been one of the best teams in the league over the last 30 games. I think they're like 20-10.
Steve.
Luke's done an amazing job.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Do you have a little sit-down time with Luke when either you go in Staples or he is at Oracle, or is it like an NBA game and coaches don't break bread before? I know you and Luke got a very special relationship. Congratulations on thoroughly out-coaching him last night.
Yeah, I had to have a little fun with that. No, Luke and I always spend time together, and I believe we established a first in NBA history yesterday by becoming the first opposing coaches to ever do a yoga class together on game day.
That could be a first. Congratulations, breaking new ground once again. First, he revolutionizes basketball, now yoga.
I'm pretty sure Riley and Casey Jones weren't doing yoga together back in the 80s.
How much downward dog did Red Auerbach get in before a big game?
Probably not a whole lot, I'm guessing.
Probably not. Not unless it was the name of a cigar. It really is a cool relationship. Is there anything that you did regularly that you see Luke borrowing, stealing, whatever, trying to coach into his team, either certain sets or what about his coaching reminds you of your coaching?
Well, we have very similar personalities. You know, both Southern California guys. We both went to Arizona, played for Lute Olson. We see the game the same way. You know, with the ball movement and the pace and the passing and the cutting and. So I think the style is very similar, but really Luke was a big part of developing our style here. You know, we really collaborated on everything, you know, the 2 years that we were together. And so even though, you know, we have very different players and we run some different sets and stuff, I think the cultures are similar and the philosophy is very similar in terms of how to play and getting a lot of guys involved and sharing the ball, the power that exists in the group. I know we have very similar beliefs in that.
in the last week or so, as your team, like day by day, lost another player that you depend on, what were your conversations with Kevin Durant like? Did you tell him volume shooter mode, go hero ball if you have to? Is that unspoken between you and Durant, given the circumstances?
It's mostly unspoken. I mean, Kevin always has a wonderful sense of what's needed in a game, and very little ego to go along with that. In other words, you know, we can have a game where we're fully loaded and playing at a high level, and he might take 8 shots and come into the locker room and be the happiest guy in the room. Not a lot of superstars you can say that about. And the flip side of that is, you know, we can have a game where guys are down and they're injured, and he senses it, and then he takes 30 shots and gets 50 points, like we've seen, and you win the game. So he just has an idea of what's needed. The only thing I try to share with him is what other guys need. You know, hey, let's run this play so that we can get so and so going. You know, or maybe we need a little more pace or a little this, a little that, but he knows exactly what he has to provide for the team to win every night.
You know, he's got that on-court presence of the strong, silent type, sort of mm-hmm. leads by example more than barking at anyone. And I think sometimes it's misinterpreted as he's a reluctant leader. I don't think there's anything reluctant about leading the way from Kevin Durant.
No, there's not. And, you know, Steph is similar in that, you know, he doesn't like to say a whole lot in front of the group. You know, the guys who are going to talk more. I mean, Draymond, obviously, very vocal. And yet all these guys are leaders for us in their own way. So it just works with our group. They fit together. They respect each other. And Kevin in particular is one of those guys who you just know you can count on, you know, night in and night out. And He may say a few words, he may not, but he's going to compete and he's going to do amazing things on the floor. The guy is he's just so skilled and gifted. It's breathtaking to watch.
Of your three All-Stars who didn't play last night, Curry, Clay, and Draymond, is there an injury or set of injuries that concern you more than the others?
No, fortunately they're all very manageable. And there's a time frame on each one. You know, it's Steph is really moving well right now, but it's exciting to know that we're building the strength around that ankle to be able to withstand what's coming in the playoffs. And, I suppose, you know, Clay's is the one we know the least about, and we'll have to see how it responds. And Draymond knows what he's dealing with. You know, he's had a sore shoulder all year, so if we can give him a rest occasionally, we're going to do that. But they're all three should be fine, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and I feel really good about our ability to go down the stretch with a fully healthy roster.
You know shooters. You were a shooter yourself. Did you ever have to play through a broken digit on your shooting hand the way that Clay slugged it out the other night, not left you even more shorthanded in a game?
No. I never dealt with a hand or finger injury, and I don't know what that would be like to try to shoot. It does explain some of the struggles he had in that Minnesota game because he had some open looks that didn't go, but yeah, try shooting a ball with a broken thumb. That's not very easy.
Might anybody, Steve, rejoin the lineup in time for tomorrow night's game? I know how much you love talking about these things 24 hours ahead of tip-off.
Yeah, no, we're pretty sure David West is going to play and that Draymond is going to play. You know, those guys are both probable.
Good.
But from there, we'll see how it goes.
Warriors head coach and background dancer Steve Kerr joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So if Steph was Gladys Knight for the evening, I guess that makes you a Pip. And everyone was behind him dancing. I think Mike Brown dropped more booty than a nervous pirate that evening on stage.
I have no comment other than to say that I miss the old days when a middle-aged guy could just make a fool out of himself and nobody would even know the difference. Nobody would ever.
Damn internet, these kids with their cameras, they're nothing safe anymore.
Right. But you know what? Who cares? Just go. Just go have fun.
Have a good time. I believe the kids call that UBU.
That's right.
UBU, Steve. So I heard that you were motivated to renew vows with your wife. Is that a contract extension? Are you looking to bring Bob Myers in on that deal?
We're going to move on. You know what? What happened at Steph's party is going to stay at Steph's party, other than what was broadcast on the internet, but to millions of people.
Fair enough. How's your bracket looking?
I think I've lost a couple of them already, but you know I got Arizona going a long way, so that's kind of the key one right there.
Here's the deal. I don't think I've ever rooted for Arizona in a tournament. After everything that happened with Sean Miller, I think I'm officially rooting for Arizona in this tournament, Steve.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am. I think that guy was served an unfair you-know-what sandwich right before a coach needs to concentrate on what's in front of him. It was ridiculous what this guy went through.
Well, and I don't think it's a coincidence that we got a pretty lousy draw. And you know, win the Pac-12 tournament. Vegas has us as the fifth or sixth best odds to win the whole thing, and somehow we were sent out of the West region, and we're like the 16th seed in the tournament. And I don't know when the last time a team could win its conference and conference tournament and leave. You leave their own region. I guarantee it's never happened to Duke or Carolina.
Nice. I know that there's a Durant-JaVale bet here involved. Is there a Warrior bracket challenge happening for entertainment purposes only in that locker room?
Yes, there's a couple of them. I think the players have their own, and then coaches and management have our own as well.
That's fantastic. That really
just
is.
Just for pride, though. Just for pride.
Of course. You wouldn't want to make any illegal wagers. That would be wrong. Steve
that would
Kerr.
Be wrong.
Steve Kerr here.
You frown upon that sort of stuff.
Of course you do. I mean, you're competitive athletes. You don't even like competitive situations.
No.
How about Jordan Bell picking up Luke Walton and driving him to his hotel? Bill Walton, excuse me. What percentage of NBA rookies even recognize Bill Walton? What do you think?
Only those from the Conference of Champions.
Oh, look at that. A little Pac-12 plug if there ever was
there
one.
There you go.
How often do you still say Pac-10?
The same conference that has one team left in the NCAA tournament after one day of competition. So, whatever.
You know who I think got screwed out of this tournament? USC.
They did. Yeah. I mean, I saw that their RPI was 34. There's never been a team with a 34 RPI that did not make the tournament, but it was a weird bracket this year, weird draw. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but who knows? It's all I know is it's you just get in and you go and you play wherever they tell you to go.
By the way, do you notice that they don't make kids like they used to? How is DeAndre Ayton 19 years old and bigger than Dwight Howard right now?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to comment on him because he is an underclassman.
Fair enough.
So let's move on from that.
Durant's ribs, how are they feeling today?
Much better question. He's doing fine. He got some treatment and went through the second part of practice, and he should be good to go tomorrow.
I always appreciate your time. Steve, instead of give me some no thank you, I'd like to ask you about your trip to Newark Memorial High School this week. What did that mean to you, and what was the reaction you got from the kids?
It meant a lot to me. The kids were great. The parents and teachers were great. The highlight for me was meeting Matt Deitch from Douglas High School in Parkland. He's a 20-year-old whose siblings survived the attack a couple weeks ago. And Matt has been so inspired that he's basically dropped out of school to help lead this movement. And to me, Matt symbolized what's coming, which is this young generation of kids who are sick and tired of so-called grown-ups not showing any concern for their safety. And I think what's coming is this generation is going to be voting, and they're going to pick candidates who are, it doesn't matter, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, but the candidates have to show some concern for the gun violence and the mass murder that happens in this country routinely, and that they have to get some legislation done and do something. This young generation is angry, and they're coming. And, people better start doing something.
Steve, thank you very much. Always appreciate your time. We're lucky to have you on a number of levels, and it looks like the Warriors are going to be okay after all here. Watch them get through this. And hopefully you guys get healthy and ready to go, because what do you know? We don't have much regular season left.
I think we'll be all right.
I think you will too. Steve, thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Really appreciate it. Again, I forgot to ask him, Gianna, how our invitations to the yacht party got lost in the mail.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
By the way, that's, you know, it was Aisha's secret.
It was a surprise party.
Aisha's kind of, you know, that's your girl.
You've already
interviewed her. We got to go through you for tickets there. Hey, time now for our $12,000 per day national cash contest. Your chance to win $1,000 just by texting the code word GIFT to 72881. Text the code word GIFT to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Always good for Steve Kerr to drop on by. I don't think there's anything that would ever rattle him. If there was, I don't think he'd ever show it to us. He just stays steady Eddie, cool guy in the room through everything. You're not going to get him flustered, no matter what you ask. I mean, I think as an alum, he could have talked about DeAndre Ayton's shoulders. Just said, man, that guy he's got arms like a 35-year-old man.
Really?
Seriously, DeAndre Ayton looks like he could be our dad. And he is a freshman 19-year-old.
Wow.
He's gargantuan. A lot of people look at the release of Michael Crabtree from the Raiders and think it's a gargantuan slap in his face. I really don't think it is. I think it's just a testament to what John Gruden thinks is important. And I think John Gruden would rather have a leader in the locker room, a leader on the field, than a guy with maybe better measurables and physical attributes. And Jordy Nelson is no slouch. Don't let his down year last year fool you. He really didn't have a down year that can't be explained with this. His Hall of Fame quarterback broke his collarbone in week 6. What Packer played well after that? Seriously, what Packer had a great year after that? I also think it's a little unfair to evaluate almost any Oakland Raider on the year that they had last year. We all know that Derek Carr did not have a good year. But I am not down on him in any way, shape, or form. I think John Gruden's going to be exactly what the doctor ordered. And I think Jordy Nelson is going to be the leader in that wide receiver room that he has been waiting for. I hope it all works out. I really do. We're now going to see what the 49ers do in terms of working out. John Lynch today said hello to his new lineman. Oh, yes. Weston Richburg. Also, Jet McKinnon. Call him Jerick. Jet McKinnon, introduced today by John Lynch. And here's what he has to say about them.
These were the top two guys on our priority list. So to land them, that's pretty special for us. What goes into that? Well, a lot of things go into it. We talk a lot about talent and spirit. And the talent, we think these guys are tremendous fits for what we do, for what Kyle does in his offense. We think these guys fit just perfectly. You know, we're excited to use them. And then the spirit, these are guys that we want to build our locker room around.
Remember what we said. A running back is a wide receiver to Kyle Shanahan.
He can make people miss, and he can create arm tackles, and he has the strength and power to break those arm tackles. And then what is the huge bonus on him is when you talk about the pass game. You know, when it comes to separating and beating linebackers and safeties and man-to-man coverage, I definitely think he's an issue for teams. And I think this league, when it comes to third downs and things like that, you move the chains based off of matchups, which allows you to get points in the long run. So I think Jerick is very versatile, and we can do a lot of things with him.
I think it's strange that it took so long to get to that mentality about running backs. If I am looking at a future pro running back, I want to think to myself, I can line this guy up at wide receiver and still get the ball to him in space and make it a very productive play. I mean, this isn't 3 yard in a cloud of dust football anymore. John Gruden, we don't know what he's going to do with Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, let's be totally honest, he probably doesn't know what he wants to do right now either, other than skip the first 3 weeks of training camp. No veteran likes that. Who knows what Marshawn Lynch's future will hold? And the Raiders conducted business as such today by signing the Muscle Hamster. ProFootballTalk.com has Doug Martin joining the Raiders. What does it mean for Marshawn Lynch? We don't know yet. We're going to get ourselves into a little something that we like to call taking it to the tweets. We did it earlier. I think we should do it again. A whole bunch of new questions have come in, and you can get your questions in right now. Hit me on Twitter. Use the hashtag to the tweets. That's hashtag numeral to the tweets. At Damon Bruce, at Giannis underscore Franco. Shoot it to the station. If you use the hashtag, we'll certainly get it, and we're looking forward to all of that. We're also open lines right now. 888-957-9570. Tim Bontemps at 6 o'clock, coming up on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
It's a great day. The NCAA tournament is happening. Everybody here at the station is just bounding with excitement. We're all watching the tournament together during every break. We're out watching games together. It was like that all day long. I want to thank my good friend Ike. Ike Sandwiches hooked us up today.
Yummy.
Took care of us. Delicious sandwiches they sent over. Really fantastic stuff. Thank you, Ike. Thank you, Ike Sandwiches. Phenomenal. Delicious. Did you grab one?
I did.
What'd you get?
I think I had a Damon Bruce.
Nice. I'm delicious.
you are in a sandwich form.
Try me out. Try me out. You know what also is pretty cool? The fact that today our team here at 95.7 The Game got a little bit bigger. He was introduced on the morning show. The big promo happened when we went to commercial break. In case you haven't heard, Jerry Rice will now be appearing here on 95.7 The Game. He is a pretty good guy to have in the room to talk football about. He was on the morning show where he'll be doing hits all football season long coming up. I'm sure we'll be talking to Jerry as well a time or two, but he's going to be a big part of the morning show. Obviously, his relationship with Lorenzo Neal helped get that done. And Jerry's coming out shooting bullets. He is talking about Richard Sherman. Interesting pickup. Wouldn't have shut me down.
Yeah, you know, with Richard Sherman coming on board, you got a veteran that's in that secondary now. He could never check me.
Not a lot of guys could. What he really likes about Richard Sherman is that a guy plays angry.
I think Richard is going to play with a chip on his shoulders. You know, because of what happened to him in Seattle. You got to think about this. This guy was the man in Seattle. And then all of a sudden he got forced out of Seattle, and now he's with the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, you got the knowledge, but I think he still got the skills to go out there and compete, and he's hungry. So he's going to make that secondary so much better and also going to bring a lot of experience, you know, to those younger guys.
The one thing that I love, the one thing that players who dominated the game when I was a kid. And, you know, like when I was a kid, Jerry Rice was making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry Rice was paid in pennies compared to what guys make now, thanks to the expansion of the league, the profitability of the league, and the fact that, you know, everything in the world gets more expensive, including retaining and hiring talent. I'm not saying Jerry's bitter, but he can't help notice this.
You could be just an average receiver now and still get paid big bucks. I felt like we had to earn everything, and I wanted to earn everything. And now you're just throwing all this money out to these guys. Hey, take it. And these guys, they're not worth it. I'm going to be serious.
They're not worth it.
They can't defeat bump and run. They can't run good routes, but they're getting paid.
All of a sudden, Jerry Rice is doing that Kobe Bryant meme where he just shakes his head and is like, soft. It is soft. There are a lot of soft receivers these days who make huge coin. Jerry, he got paid well. If he were playing, if Jerry Rice were in an NFL offense right now, what would he be worth?
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, come on.
Seriously.
What would Jerry Rice be worth right now? What did Megatron get? What would Jerry get? Jeez. By the way, all the players that the Niners have picked up with so far, they've had a very, very aggressive offseason. They had a lot of cap room to spend, and they're spending wisely and prudently. Here's what Jerry Rice had to say. The biggest pickup, it didn't happen this offseason. We all know who that was.
I think the most important thing was to get a quarterback. you start building around that guy. And Jimmy G is that guy. And, you know, we don't – there's a lot of question marks, you know, with the Niners right now. But, you know, I believe that position right there was the most significant one.
In other words – Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Pretty convincing, don't you think? So Jerry's on board. He's on board with us. Really great to have him here on 95.7 The Game. What an incredible mind to just pick from.
Yeah, and he was in studio, so that's very cool.
Very
he
cool.
Came in.
Yeah, Jerry is like the only guy I've ever met that is a Hall of Fame athlete who said, you know, I prefer to do this in person than over the phone.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. It's going to sound good. You all know that everything already sounds better in FM.
Ain't that the truth?
888-957-9570 is the number, but I promise you that you weren't going to have to use your phone to give us a call the rest of this hour. We were going to take it on the internet. The interwebs were going to provide us the content. Your questions on anything, Raiders, Niners, Warriors, restaurants, free agency, why that works. We got it all for you. Let's take it to the tweets.
Not everyone has time to make a phone call, but everyone has time to tweet. Tweet at Damon Bruce right now. It's Taking It to the Tweets. Tweets. Now, here's Damon.
Unbelievable. Hey, Damon, when's the last time you listened to X-Clan? Vainglorious. Thank you, Chuck. Great question. And the honest answer is today.
Really?
I was listening to X-Clan today because after I stopped by Ike's on Polk Street to pick up all these sandwiches, you know, I was talking with Danny. I set this up with Danny, our assistant program director, former producer of the Damon Bruce Show, now way too good for us. We were talking about setting up a little fun NCAA lunch, and he's like, who can we get to pick up all those Ike sandwiches? And I'm like, I know. I'll do it.
That was nice.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to drive almost past the place to get here anyways. I'll be happy to do it. So we picked them all up. And when I was coming, I still make the mistake of going through the Broadway tunnel. It's going to be the right way to go eventually, but right now there's so much construction on one side of the Broadway tunnel, it's not the right way to go. And when you get in the Broadway tunnel and it's backed up like it was, it took me about 15 minutes to get through the tunnel. There's no reception in there. So I plugged in my iPad or my iPod, my phone. I hit shuffle. African, very African. Come and step up in Brothers Temple, see what's happening.
Look at that.
Walking, stomping in my big black boots. Living on the world, eating herbs and fruits. X-Clan, kids, learn yourself some X-Clan. Good stuff. Great question. See, this is what I call a successful To the Tweet segment.
Yeah, that's a little bit of synergy there.
I think so. Hey, Damon, you mentioned you're not eating fast food anymore, but if you were to go back, what would be the first thing that you tripped over?
Oh, that's easy.
I think we're Big Mac and fries and at McDonald's. I really am. I got to be honest with you. And I used to eat chicken McNuggets by the chicken. Can't do that anymore.
They have a bunch of new sauces. I'm an In-N-Out person.
Are you an In-N-Out person?
Yes.
See, I'm not an In-N-Out person.
So good.
I think In-N-Out is good and it's fresh, but it shouldn't be the phenomenon that it is.
Oh, it's very good.
I'm glad you feel that way. It doesn't really work for me. This is from Kyle, who says, hey, Damon, can you get people into Aisha Curry's exclusive restaurant, International Smoke? See, the yacht party was exclusive. You can get into International Smoke, maybe not tonight, but all I got to do is pick up the phone and make a reservation.
Yeah, make a reservation.
Did you go yet?
No, I have not been yet. It's on the list.
Like I said, I'm still owing them an appearance before I can officially review it because the night that I was there was for Christmas Eve buffet, and I'm not going to judge a restaurant by what's put out in a buffet scenario.
I wonder if they catered.
It was good.
I bet. Yeah. Well, her ribs are delicious. That I can attest to because I ate her food at the Michael Mina tailgate.
Were those the ribs that Steph was eating?
I wonder.
When he was on the yacht stage.
I wonder if International Smoke catered the party. You would think, right?
I would think so. Hey, Damon, does Trae Young have any chance of being remotely good as Steph in the NBA? That comes from Henry. I don't know. I mean, I've seen great college players who could shoot lights out who did not translate. He is one of those guys who, look at it this way, if he was about to be the Steph Curry of the NBA, his team wouldn't be flying back to Oklahoma because their NCAA tournament dance was done dancing. Let's be totally honest. Steph took a little school deep into the tournament. Trae Young, no fault of his own. It takes a basketball team to lose a basketball game. But Oklahoma's done.
Yeah.
They lost to Rhode Island. Charles Barkley is talking about this like, you got to be careful about Long Island. Charles Barkley thinks Rhode Island in Bahamas. Seriously. Charles Barkley is just not contributing an awful lot to tournament coverage. I like the team in the white uniform. Back to you, Ernie. It's bad. It's bad. And if I dare say so, I think my Chuck's getting better.
It's pretty good.
We're working on it, D. Bruce. Damon, how much are you looking forward to the Warriors playing at Chase Center? You know, it's going to be a cool building. It's going to be a new era. I'm not going to have to get on a bridge anymore. From our studios, I can just take Embarcadero down to 3rd Street, go, or I could walk up to the new subway that they're building in North Beach and just hop on and be dropped off at their doorstep. Getting to a Warrior game for this San Franciscan will never be easier.
Also, it's going to be an experience. I mean, when we took the tour to kind of, you know, learn about what they're putting out there, it's restaurants, it's retail space. It's more than just, there's just going to be so much going on every single day. So it's great.
It does look amazing. But I got to be true to myself, if I weren't a sports talk show host and weren't rocking a media pass, which got me in there for free, it'll never have the atmosphere that Oracle had. Oracle is a special, special place. I love it over there. I really do. I never thought the Warriors needed to move to be successful. And what do you know? 2 out of 3 titles later, they didn't have to move to be successful. They have to move to be more profitable. And I understand that. And I concede the reality of it. And when you look at the job Oakland's done hanging on to its teams, that's a failing grade. It's a failing grade. So I understand why it's happening, but I'm a little bittersweet. That will be a bittersweet moment. My last Warrior game at Oracle, I promise you this. I will wait till the whole place clears out, and I will go and sit and look in an empty lower bowl one last time.
Let's take it in.
I will. Absolutely, I will. Damon, is Curry's ankle going to hold up, or are we going to have to hold our breath every time? Rob, I don't know. The only thing I can tell you about that ankle is that it takes seasons on and seasons off when it's tricky. It looks like it's on this season. I hope we don't say the word ankle again in the regular season or the playoffs. I'm tired of talking about ankles. I've said clearly time and time again on this show, Gianna, when you were out with laryngitis and Matt Kolsky was in for you, I did an entire segment about how much I hate the human ankle. What a crap job God did with that one. I mean, you can say, I don't know, I use it every day, I'm good. This thing rolls, rocks, breaks, sprains all the time.
I mean, we've all sprained our ankle or rolled it. I mean, it's like the first thing you do if you hurt. You know, I've done it a million times.
I freaking hate ankles. So I hate Steph's ankle the most, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Lots of rest. He'll have fresh legs.
Let's see. Where are we going? To Stutta. D. Bruce, what direction should the Raiders go in free agency and in the draft? Well, every move that they basically made via free agency has addressed offensive concerns. This draft has got to spell an awful lot of defense for the Raiders. And if they start at linebacker, that would be a great spot. I don't know what they're going to do the rest of free agency, how much money they really got left to throw around. Again, Khalil Mack is going to have his wallet open, and you got to stuff a ton of money into it. So I just don't think that there's going to be a huge move coming for the Raiders. And if you are a draftnik, you got to be looking defensive options in the first 3 rounds. If the Raiders drafted defense before they went with another offensive pick, I think it'd be a good idea. I really do. We move on. We refresh. More tweets coming in. I love it. Hey, Damon, what was that pro tip that you shared with Joe Fortenbaugh back on that Fortenbaugh Friday when you were talking about the House of Prime Ribs?
Oh, I haven't been there in a while.
That comes from Christian. Christian, I'll tell you right now, the secret of House of Prime Rib for this is, by the way, this is
for the initiated.
You do not do this your first time at House of Prime Rib because you just got to go straight up King Cut Prime Rib when you do there. You always go baked potato, cream spinach.
Yes.
Trust me. El Stroco Loco knows this menu well. Cream spinach, loaded baked potato.
And if you have been initiated,
ask them to take that King Cut back to the kitchen and have it seared. They kiss it on the grill, both sides, and it just adds another dimension, another layer of salty, crusty, grilled goodness that you normally only get on a steak, not a prime rib. So it's great. But again, remember, do not do this your first time if you're going. This is only for the initiated.
Why can't you do it your first time?
Because I think if...
you need to taste it as they serve it, enjoy
exactly.
it, experience it, and then the next time take it to the next level.
Right.
Let's say
it's your first scoop of ice cream in your life. The truth is you should start with vanilla and then see where it goes from there.
Okay.
And you should start with the King Cut as they serve it. And it's so good, you should get that several times. It's delicious. Did I mention the stroke? But just keep going, King Cut, and then one night, go seared and see if you ever go back.
I think I'm at the seared level.
Once you go seared, I don't know if you just go back to straight up Joe Prime Rib. I don't know. I'm really, really glad that we addressed this too. Someone said, hey, Damon, you can get a double cut King Cut too? Two bones? Seriously? I didn't know that. There's no way that's not coming with a price upgrade.
Like you, and if you finish it, you can get more, right? If you finish the
King, on just the King Cut,
on
yeah.
the King Cut, right? Yeah,
yeah.
My husband finishes mine and gets more, and we end up taking it home.
Obviously, Pete is among the initiated.
It's a lot of food.
It is. I have skipped dessert every single time. Shall we go back for a couple more?
Sí, señor.
All right, let's do it. Hey, D. Bruce, what about the Sharks last night not giving up and coming through with an OT win?
Done scoring.
That's all I know.
Done scoring.
That's all I care.
Done scoring.
It's pretty much all I celebrate from the NHL this year. I'm glad the Sharks won. Good for them. That's fantastic. Let's see. Next one comes. Oh, this is from Jason. Says, Damon, why can't the Coliseum be retrofitted for the A's once the Raiders leave? Well, you know, I'll say this for the A's. They're retrofitting it right now in terms of adding little bells and whistles.
The treehouse,
the farm thing that they're doing. Although, I don't need any more lettuce grown in any Bay Area sporting venue. I really don't. I don't know. I don't know why all of a sudden they're like, you know what we need a garden in here.
It's nice.
I can't wait for David Force to trade all of his sweet potatoes as soon as they're looking good and plump and ready to go. But look, there is the Coliseum. The reason why it just can't be gutted and turned back into a baseball-only facility is because Mount Davis ruined the place to begin with. And then you've got the fact that its problems are deeper than skin deep. We have sewage. There is poopy caca in the dugouts. You cannot have poopy caca in the dugouts. That is a major, major sticking point. The Coliseum is a teardown. You know, someone's going to go buy a house. What are you buying, a fixer-upper? No, I'm buying a teardown, which means you just take the property and you do more on that. What I really need the A's to do is just come to their senses and say, Laney College, they stuffed us like Dikembe Mutombo at the rim. There's no reason to go back to any other location. You got plenty of room to build a beautiful ballpark, boutique in every way, right there, either to the left or right of the existing Coliseum right now.
Lots of parking.
Come on. Come on. Damon, Steph's ankle is pretty much like the Greek god Achilles. That's from Smitty down in Redwood City. It is. It's the soft point. I mean, obviously, when Dell dipped Steph Curry into the waters of NBA shooting excellence, he was holding Steph by the one ankle just like Achilles' mom was. It's clear to us now what happened.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Thank you, Smitty.
I'm glad we got through all of that. Thank you so much for reaching out and communicating with us via the interwebs. I was very good to the tweets segment. It was so nice, we did it twice. By the way, if you're looking for upsets in the NCAA tournament, you got one early today.
First free throws today. Missed it. Here they come. One timeout, they don't take it.
Big win for 11 seed Loyola Chicago over number 6 seed Miami. That happened down in Dallas, Texas. You know, a school like Loyola Chicago doesn't travel with many fans. One of the fans they did travel with was this kindly old nun who I guess says a little prayer for her Loyola Ramblers every night. And she got an interview with Roz Gold on Woo Day when it was all said and done. Very charming, very cute. I love it when the little school that doesn't have a football program does a little something in the NCAA tournament. I really do. Even when that little school is good enough to be a one seed with maybe the player of the year like Villanova. Like, I can root for Villanova in a basketball game. No doubt. I can. It's easy to do. I love it. What do we got going on in this tournament right now? Oh, what do you know? Villanova is crushing Radford 87-60. So, obviously, somebody is rooting for them as well. They're going to have a good run here.
That sister for Loyola Chicago, she's 98 years old, by the way. Sister Jean.
God bless her.
That's awesome.
God bless her. It's probably her last tournament. She gets a W. Actually, she looks spry for a 98. She really did. Lots of good stuff coming up in our fourth and final hour. If you missed Steve Kerr, who joined us at the beginning of this hour, don't you worry. We're going to run him past you once again. Coming up at 6:30, we're going to say hello to Tim Bontemps, who is actually, which region is he in?
He's in Idaho.
He is in Idaho. He is in Idaho covering the NCAA tournament. Those games would tip off either tonight or tomorrow. Oh, they're going on right now? See, this is what I hate now about the NCAA tournament. When this used to be played in Idaho, you would get that really big pinwheel center court thing that lets you know that you were there. I remember when Cleveland State used to be an opening round venue and they'd have the little Marvin the Martian on the center court. There were distinctively different basketball courts that as soon as you watched, as soon as you turned it on, you knew where that game was being played. Now they're just all big generic slices of meh. All these courts stink. I'm sorry. Let me know where I am. Let me know what I'm looking at. Give me an idea of the geography that we're sitting in. That's what I want. When I don't want to have to, where are they? What's this region? What city are they in? Who are they playing next? Make it easier. You ruin the selection show. Stop ruining the basketball courts, too. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to be taking your calls. We got Steve Kerr coming up, and Tim Bontemps tips off our 6 o'clock hour next on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.